Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Leaders know a lot about storms. Like summer rains here in Florida, we should not be surprised by a daily storm. I'd like to talk more about that just after this word from our sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Brown Church Development Group, a church building project impacts your ministry for decades. That's why how you build is as important as what you build. With over 50 years of experience, Brown Church Development Group's construction team has built hundreds of churches of all sizes and denominations. Integrating with Brown Church Development Group members, coaches, consultants, and architects, the construction team delivers a strategically positioned facility that reaches beyond just the brick and mortar. If you're considering a building project today, you're walking with your elders, you're talking to people in your church, call Brown Church Development Group at 888-879-1338. Remember, it's a podcast, so you can back up and listen to it again. It's 888-879-1338. You can find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. churchdevelopment.net/podcast. Don't forget the backslash. It really helps us out for our friends and supporters to know that they're listening to podcasts. God bless you all as you reach out to Brown Church Development Group. I can still remember hearing my grandmother say, "It's coming up a cloud." Now, there's a big part of me that thought that meant I got to go cut a hickory switch. If it's about to come up a cloud, it usually is going to be used on me. But that's not what she meant. She just meant it's going to rain real hard. That's what come up a cloud means. And in the life of every leader, we know a whole lot about coming up a cloud. I don't know if there's a day in a leader's life where there's not a storm. Storms are never a surprise, and that's what I like to say to young leaders who are coming into leadership and lamenting about how many problems they have, how many fires they've got to put out. Well, that's just the day. That's what we do. You know, we do endure storms, and we lead in the midst of a storm. I've told this story a lot of times, maybe some of you have heard me say it, but when I'm on a plane and the pilot comes on and says, you know, we're about to go through some turbulence, and it's going to be uncomfortable, but we do this all the time. You'll be okay. Just fasten your seatbelts. We'll be through it in about 10 minutes. That's a leader pilot. He knows. Well, there's another kind of pilot who's not so much a leader, and he comes on the PA, and he says to everybody in the plane, "There's a bad storm coming. I don't know if we're going to make it. I've never got through this kind of storm before. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know about you, but I hope I have a parachute because I'd like to get off that plane. I can't handle it." So when a pilot gives you cool, calm, collected, you set cool, calm, collected. When a leader tells you, "I've never seen anything like this before. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how we're going to make it through it. Let's call a meeting and tell everybody how stressed I am, how worried I am. I don't know if we can get through this." That's how not to lead. You know, we know that one thing for sure, no matter what I'm feeling on the inside, I don't want my team to know it. Now, it's not about transparency. I'll be transparent. I can't help it. My face is going to show that I'm a little worried. But, you know, when I think back to that time in the boat with Jesus and the disciples, and you've heard this preached a gabillion times, but I want to go at it a little bit different. And that's that, yes, Jesus was sleeping, but the main issue is that when that storm came up, they still had to wake up Jesus and say, "Look at this storm. Look at this storm." And of course, Jesus says, "Peace be still," and the storm calms down. But the real worry, and it bothers me sometimes as a leader when something bothers me, like the storm, the physical storm bothered the disciples, because Jesus said, "Dudes, I'm in the boat with you. How bad is it going to get? I'm right here. You know, it's going to be okie dokie." And then he said something about their faith and, you know, how they could probably use a little more faith. So we'll take another boat ride later and see how you do. And I think there's the rub for all leaders is it's a faith test more than anything else. Do I have faith that as a leader, this too shall pass, that God is with me, peace, be still? If I could really understand those words, it would help me to help others when they're in stress. Part of the role of a leader is to show how to react to things. The first thing a kid does when they hear a big bang in their house is they look at their parents. They'll look straight up at their mom or dad to see how they're reacting. You know, if mom and dad bury their face in their hands and start crying, the kid's going to cry too. That's just what's going to happen. Jesus, when he spoke to them, yes, he spoke to the storm, but he was also speaking to the disciples as well. They learned from how he responded. It was the training of how to respond to a storm. And we can speak directly to it when we're in where we need to be and we're obedient and we're following the Lord. We can say to any storm, peace be still, especially when we're obedient and we're right where God wants us to be, because those disciples were exactly where they were supposed to be. They were with the Lord. They were obedient. And that's what I look at in my life when I have a lot of storms. I'm looking at, is there anything beginning to vibrate out of obedience? Am I getting into my own ways and doing my own stuff? And, you know, I don't want to get hyper-spiritual on this, but sometimes I just need to learn something that'll make me better. Not every storm is a test, and not every storm is bad news, but sometimes it is. Sometimes I'm to learn from it. You know, we've got to be close to Jesus as we walk. The closer we are as leaders, the closer we walk. As I walk in the door of the building, I want to be close to him, as close to him as I was in my prayer closet, as close to him as I was in my car driving over, praying in the Spirit. I want to have that. I want to have that same place throughout the day. It's coming up a cloud. That I can say for sure. Let's respond in faith. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You've been listening to Green Lines. God bless you. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast, and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.